Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good Thursday evening. It is, well, it's hot. It's 91 right now here in Lansing. Great to have you here. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin, right here on 1320 WILS. So you probably already saw that photo that supposedly shows Amelia Earhart being captured by the Japanese. Well, tonight you'll hear the real story, a man that spent years researching what's occurred, who's been on site to where she most likely crashed. She'll tell us what actually occurred to Amelia Earhart. Also, Stephen Moore will be here. He was a former senior economic advisor to the Donald J. Trump for President campaign, and he will be here to break things down to see what's ahead with the health care bill now, potentially not going through the legislature or through Congress, I should say. Let's begin, though, with what we know about the Dr. Larry Nassar case. The latest now, a total of 119 patients are now plaintiffs in the case against him, and over half of those plaintiffs are connected to the law firm Drew Cooper and Anding of Grand Rapids. An attorney, Stephen Drew, is here with us to tell us what's happening. Stephen, great to have you on WILS.
Oh, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good, good. And what over half of these plaintiffs are through your firm? How? Well, first of all, the 23 new alleged victims involved. How have they come on board? What's happening with them?
Well, a lot of people knew the things that happened, and when it finally started, being publicized in the Indy Star, people realized some did not want to come forward right away. Some still wanted to believe that this doctor, and some just didn't want to go through the anguish that you go through. Mm-hmm. Then when he found with 23,000 or 37,000 porn videos and other things, they get empowered. And so a number of people have contacted us in regards to joining the movement that is now the federal lawsuit. And as you said, it's...
Yeah. Your clients in this case, do they not know that they had been violated then at that time?
Well, they knew what he did, but he was telling them that this was a medical procedure, and he was doing the same thing allegedly to all of them. No gloves, no consent. Most of them were minors. They knew it did not feel right, but these were athletes. They were trained athletes, skilled athletes. They wanted to be the great athlete that they could. So he was presented as the person that could help them. And so they wanted to believe, even though it did not feel right. They knew what he was doing, and they knew it didn't feel right.
And it was happening. MSU, USA Gymnastics, right? Twist Stars, and so on. They're all now facing lawsuits. How do you understand how this could have occurred so many times in so many places?
This man, since 1994 up to 2016, was doing this in so many places. And one of the roles of the civil lawsuit is to hold those responsible for enabling that type of thing. And so it happens because you're not paying attention. It happens when people come to you and say, this doesn't feel right, but you tell them it must be. It happens with not having the proper procedures and follow-up in place. It happens with not doing complete and thorough investigations. And it happens because sometimes the powers that be that are managing or should be protecting these children and young women are looking at other things. They're looking at the fame they get. They're looking at the profits they make. They're looking at what fame that they will happen if these athletes become Olympians and things of that nature, instead of looking at what you should when the red flags are there.
Talking to Stephen Drew, attorney with the law firm Drew Cooper and Anding of Grand Rapids, representing 65 former patients that are now plaintiffs in the lawsuit. Against what? Are you representing lawsuits against all three of these institutions?
Well, yeah, and they vary, but obviously it's Michigan State, Nassar individually, of course, USAG, and Twist Stars.
And most of them, are they connected to MSU or?
Most are, well, all of them, we feel, connect with MSU, because MSU had a, and this is in the complaint, had a provision in his contract that allowed him and encouraged him to do outreach, to do community activities. We feel it was this outreach that gave them fame, but it was this outreach that allowed him to be the USAG attorney in also the name of Michigan State. They were getting some of the benefit of that, some of the prestige of that. And so that, and also he was doing some in his home as well.
Now, with the, just the overwhelming numbers of plaintiffs here, do you what kind of a defense do you imagine really being put up against this case that you have here?
Well, we haven't gotten into that stage. We're still in the very preliminary stages of what obviously you've read the news in the criminal cases, which are proceeding faster because liberty is at stake. Mm-hmm. They're indicating that this was a medical procedure, except initially, and this is a public record, his attorney, his first attorney, indicated that he never did vaginal penetration. And the next attorney indicated that, well, maybe it was, but it was a medical procedure. Mm-hmm. So it seems like that at this stage is a defense. As far as the other entities, that remains to be seen. We're still in the initial stages.
Okay. How strong of a case do you feel you have at this point?
I never like to just speak at that. The facts speak for themselves, give opinions like that. This, I mean, obviously, this is a case of high impact. This is a case where a number of courageous young ladies have come forward and indicated. And when you have somebody as early as 1999 saying he did this without gloves, he did this without telling me what he was doing, and the same things are occurring later, we feel we have some very good facts that can hopefully effectuate some serious change with these entities.
Okay, so when you look at MSU, how far did it go, the knowledge that he may have been doing something wrong?
Well, I mean, if somebody comes as was indicated in the complaint in 1999, or another one, a lady in California, and that was public, Tiffany Thomas, came in 1999 and said, this doesn't feel right. He's doing something. He's putting his hands in my vagina without gloves. And they don't address it at that time. So, I mean, that's 20 years. It's almost 20 years, 18 years ago. And the same similar complaints are made in 2016 as well in the Title IX investigation. So we feel it's been going on for a long time,
And ultimately, when you look at Michigan State University in particular, what do you think led to the decision not to confront him initially?
I don't know. You'll have to, in that sense, ask them. You get when a young lady comes to you, there's no lawsuits, there's nothing going on, and says, this is happening, and you just you become indifferent to it, or say, oh, he does this to everybody, and don't address it. Only they can answer why. We are saying it should have been. It clearly should have been.
Yeah. What is this going to end up costing Michigan State University?
I mean, that may be up to a jury or other things. And that's, in that sense, obviously, there are a number of costs that go on when this type of thing occurs and occurs under your watch.
Okay.
Some of that you can measure, some of it you can't. It's not just the cost in dollars. These are young ladies' lives that were significantly affected by this, and still are being affected by this.
And now, in terms of the case itself, what, 119 patients so far that are plaintiffs? How many more do you think are going to come out?
I think there are others out there. I know there are others out there. There were some that have made criminal complaints that have not, joined the civil action. And people have different reasons. There are a number of other ones out there. There may be hundreds, There may be thousands. This man touched a lot of people, unfortunately.
You think we can see that number even double, this 119 number right now?
I mean, if you're asking how many of are out there that may have been the similar things done, yeah, I would say hundreds would be a fair number.
What would you say to someone who believes they may be a victim? What should they do right now?
I would say they should talk to themselves, talk to their family members. If they would like to be a part of helping to make this change, they should contact an attorney. They can call our office. We're working, as you know, with Mr. Manley in California in his office that is involved in the Caroli Ranch cases and other things. And so they obviously can or should talk to somebody or talk to an attorney and just you know, we can answer any questions they may have. We're very frank about that type of thing and go from there.
Stephen Drew, attorney with the law firm Drew Cooper and Anding of Grand Rapids, now representing 65 former patients and plaintiffs. That's out of 119 of those plaintiffs right now in this case against Dr. Larry Nassar and MSU and Twist Stars and USA Gymnastics. Stephen, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Have a good evening.
You too.